don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's not the happier happy hour yet, but I am happy to introduce Tom Castle. He is a performer of many talents. I've known Tom for a couple of years at least, Tom. I don't know how long we meet at the Capitol.
It goes back to the protests. It's a decade ago now, Michael.
Yeah, so, you know, we're both not spring chickens like we used to be, Tom. Welcome back, man. Welcome back to the studio. You brought beer, so that always makes you a good welcomed guest. And, Tom, you came to talk about a show you're doing at the Dark Horse Art Bar.
Yeah.
And they're one of our fine sponsors. We like the Dark Horse. But tell us, when and where and what's this performance all about, Tom?
Okay, it's tomorrow night, and it's at 7:30 at the Dark Horse. And the production is called Joe Hill, Alive as You and Me. And, you know, it's been kind of a weird journey because, you know, hearing about Joe Hill for me was like listening to the Woodstock soundtrack and Joan Baez, you know, talking, "I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night." And it didn't really mean that much to me then. And then, you know, we all got involved in the protests and the uprising and spent 8 years singing with the Solidarity sing-along. And all of a sudden, Joe Hill meant a whole lot more. But just a few months ago, David Simmons from Fermat's Last Theater Company, they're a political and social justice theater company that I worked with a couple years ago. And he said, "I have this idea for doing this play. And it's like a deep dive into Joe Hill and the Wobblies and the labor movement." And as I think I've said on calling into this show, if the right is scared of CRT, they are going to be really scared when kids ask about labor history, because it is a whole deep dive into that. So the play is basically a one-man play with some visuals that David will be doing. And it's about, I don't know what I've got in there, maybe a half dozen songs, and it tells the whole story of Joe Hill, who was basically a martyr to the labor movement. And in 1915, he was executed in Utah, and he was basically framed for a murder he did not commit. And the president of the United States and the Swedish ambassador in Washington, Helen Keller, just all of these people sent telegrams to free him. But the Utah Copper Company had a lot more power, and they ended up killing him by firing squad. And Joe Hill is a definite character. So there's a lot of, you know, deep and dire history in here. We're talking about, you know, massacres at mining camps and things like that. But also Joe Hill was definitely a satirist and a bit of a comedian. So, you know, he definitely used humor as a weapon. And I think you'll get some of that tomorrow night.
Well, I certainly weaponized my own humor on occasion. You brought me a button. What would Joe Hill do in these current days, in these days we live in? What do you think Joe Hill would do, Tom?
Well, as he would say, the one motto that's in the show, the slogan is basically "Don't mourn, but organize." And I think that's a huge part of it. When I was seeing, you know, what was going on at the Capitol, and I was marching for, you know, and singing for people who had way better jobs than me, but I also felt that we can't go backwards when it comes to workers' rights or human rights or any of that. And we really hit home where Democrats were trying to open up elections, open up voting, open up, you know, talks and collective bargaining and stuff like that. I mean, collective bargaining for public sector workers started in Wisconsin. And now we have this group of extremist wacko Republicans who are working as hard as they can to take things away. And that's usually not what politicians campaign on, you know? It's like, We're gonna ban books and ban languages in schools and make it harder to vote, and we're gonna take away your rights to collective bargaining. And also, my sweetheart is an ER nurse at UW, and I've been involved in helping get the word out with SEIU and getting.
I know you have, Tom. Hey, before we run short on time, and I do want to hear you play some of the music from this one man show. Can people still get tickets to tomorrow night's Joe Hill show at the Dark Horse Art Bar?
See, there's the thing. David Simmons and Vermont's Last Theater Company, they have a special mission. And what they do is they want all their productions to be free. So you will have
I like the price.
Yeah, you have to. I was going to come in with tickets, but I can't, you know. And I would just recommend it's a, you know, it's a small venue. It's a, and I would definitely recommend getting there early. You do have to have a proof of vaccination to get into the show, but that's the only thing you need to have. And it's going to be, I think, a really, really wonderful time.
Tom, we got like 3 minutes left in this segment, man. Why don't you play the people a tune from the one-man show, the Joe Hill Show. If you would be so kind, my man Tom Castle in the Devil Radio Studio, a little live performance.
Awesome, awesome. Let me turn it down a little bit. This is a part of the show where he's talking about Joe Hill and preachers. And he said, you know, I never really believed... Joe never believed in an afterlife, though he did say once that he could see himself on Mars in the next life, trying to organize the canal workers up there. But, and he hated preachers, preachers that promised workers a better life, but only in the next life. And this is his song, The Preacher and the Slave, at least a verse or two. And I think this is sort of a nice thing where he's getting folks to sing along. Long-haired preachers come out every night just to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by in a glorious line in the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie. Now the Starvation Army, they play. And they sing and they clap and they pray. Until they got all your coin on the drum. And then they'll tell you when you're on the bum. You will eat by and by in a glorious line in the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie. And then it goes on from there. We get a little bit of a gospel sing.
That is Tom Castle. Well done, sir. Go see Tom Castle, my pal, at the Dark Horse Art Bar. It is at 756 East Washington Avenue in Madison. The show tomorrow night at 7:30. No cost. Get there early. And tip very, very well. They're friends of ours. Tom, well done, sir. I look forward to it, man. I'll see if I can sneak out and join you at the big show tomorrow night, Dark Horse Art Bar. Once again, 756 East Washington Avenue. Well done, Tom. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates with Dom, the happier happy hour. It starts right now.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.